Go ahead, please. President's on.
Lyndon.
Yeah.
Lyndon, this is Tom.
Yeah, talk loud. I can't hear you.
Lyndon, this is Tom. I suppose you're terribly tired, and I suppose you're terribly hurt.
Yeah.
But, Lyndon, I've been talking tonight. I haven't been invited to this conference, of course, but I've been talking tonight.
What conference?
With the conference of Cliff and Abe and Bill and the rest of them about what they're going to say about this incident that happened today. And although you're tired, Lyndon, and although I know it's awfully important, I have an uneasy feeling about these things. These fellas are probably giving up a little more easily than a real pro like yourself would. All I hope is that nothing is released, no matter if there's a little embarrassment and the delay in the release, until you get back here and think about this thing yourself. I feel we're sort of uneasily giving up too much on the idea that if we just simply admit everything and throw an old retainer overboard too easily, particularly a Catholic retainer and the rest of it. I mean, I think we can play this game no matter what the facts are a little more subtly than I understand is being played. I just simply don't think without your master's touch this should go out, and I don't think it should go out until you're back here. When are you going to be back?
I don't know if anything is planning to go out.
Are they talking about a press release in the morning?
No, I don't think so. No, I haven't heard of that.
What are they going to do? Talk about an announcement of the acceptance of a resignation?
No, it's already been announced. That was done early this afternoon when he
resigned. I know, but I mean, is there going to be any more? I think they're planning a press release.
No.
Well, I hope not. Are you going to be back here tomorrow?
No, I won't be back here until late tomorrow evening.
Yeah, well, I just simply hope that nothing will go out until you've really seen anything more to go.
Well, here's what's gone out. He resigned. His resignation's accepted. He's not in the White House. He's a sick man in the hospital.
Yeah.
And he's a devout Catholic. And his wife and six little children.
And he's a Texan. Has that all gone out, the devout Catholic, the Texan, the children?
That's what they're saying, their stories.
Well, that was the thing that I was very urgent about, yes. In the White House stories or in the news stories?
News stories.
Yeah.
And that's going to stay there. I've asked an FBI investigation. I told them to announce, let Hoover announce that in the morning, that he was studying it, because every reporter in America is asking about the security aspects, what's the secrets he's given away, and what spies may have been involved and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. But and that's been announced as being an FBI investigation.
It will be in the morning by Hoover.
Yeah.
I ordered it early this evening.
Well, then nothing more will go out of this other conference tonight.
Not that I don't know of any other conference.
Well, there's a conference over there now.
I don't think so. I just talked to Abe at home.
Have you talked to Fox?
He's been handling it all.
Have you talked to Fox?
Yeah, he wrote the statement.
Yeah, when was the statement released?
Oh, 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Tonight?
Yeah.
All right, but nothing more will happen until you get back. That's all I'm concerned about.
He was against doing anything except just two sentences.
Yeah, all I'm worried about is, you know the way Eisenhower botched the U-2 thing? By talking too much too soon. All right, Lyndon, you know what you're doing.
What, did you talk to Marjorie?
I went out to see her.
Right.
Lady Bird suggested that I should.
Yeah.
And of course, what I'd love to get around here somewhere is the feeling that this could have been a great frame-up. A big lie by a bunch of fascists and Nazis who, at the San Francisco Convention, showed they were capable of the big lie.
Yeah.
That pitch. I went out with Marjorie. Dorothy Nichols came in while I was there. Some other neighbors, the O'Connors, came in while I was there. Marjorie, of course, is only worrying about the morning and the children. And then she said to me, don't you think I ought to go and stay in the hospital with Walter? And I said, yes. I think the idea of the loyal wife being with a husband at a time like this is a very good image. But of course, she said, it's a frame. It can't possibly be so, that Walter never even so much as cursed in his life, and so forth and so forth. That's what you'd expect. But she's wonderful about it. All I'm concerned is that the masters touch me on this, and not just a bunch of amateurs like me, or amateurs like Clark or Abe. I was going to walk over there myself tonight, but I thought that was impertinent. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where are you going to be tomorrow, Linden?
I'm going to be in Buffalo and I've gotten upstate somewhere.
Yeah. I'm sure nobody will see any signs of distress on your face about this.
What?
I'm sure nobody will think they see any signs of distress in your face about it. I'm sure that the impression they'll get is the true impression that you're a leaver to whom even a blow like this doesn't hurt.
Well, okay.
All right, well then you don't want me to go that night.
Over where?
Over to the house.
I don't think there's anybody over there. I don't know where you got this idea. I'm talking to Abe at home. I just hung up the phone.
I think Fox over there now. I think Fox and Bill Moyers are over there now.
Well, I don't think so, but I think they haven't got anything to do with it. If they are, that nobody's going to put out anything that I don't approve of.
All right. As long, Linden, as it's your own master's touch, that's all I'm concerned with. This is very, very important. All right.
Okay.
Good luck. I hope you did well tonight, the Al Smith dinner. I'm sure you did.